No Christian is an island unto himself or herself. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. Being a Christian by definition means that we belong to a community, a communion, a bond among fellow believers. Now, the bond that we share as Christians is different than many of the bonds that we experience in our lives. Perhaps you belong to a homeowners association in your neighborhood. That's a bond that gathers together multiple people. Maybe you belong to a country club. You have a bond that brings all of you together. The bond that unites us as Christians is fundamentally different than all of that, because our bond, our community, is being part of the body of Christ. Our community, our bond, comes from our baptism, by being sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We are then, by definition, members of Christ's body, which we call the church. And that body is made up of all of us who are on the journey of faith right now, right at this very moment. And it's made up of all of those who are in purgatory, being cleansed, and all of those who have reached the goal of Christian life, heavenly glory. It's even made up of those who in God's providence will be born, will be Christians sometime in the future. Our community, our bond, is being a member of the body of Christ. And that body is alive, just like our bodies are alive. The body of Christ is living and breathing. It's a living and breathing organism. It's alive with divine life, which we call grace. And it's animated by the breath of the Holy Spirit. This communion that we share as Christian believers, as members of the body of Christ, comes from our faith in Jesus Christ. St. Paul, in the second reading today from the letter to the Romans, put it in a very, very beautiful way. I love this particular passage from St. Paul to the Romans. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. Whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. We are all united together in that bond of being a believer in Jesus Christ. That means that my actions as a Christian have an impact on the entire body, all of our actions as believers. Our striving for holiness builds up the body of Christ. And likewise, on the other end of that spectrum, our failings, our sins, wound the body of Christ. Last Sunday, in the gospel reading from St. Matthew, we heard about what to do when disagreements arise among brothers and sisters in faith, and how we are to address them together as a church community. And today, in the gospel reading, we hear about forgiveness. And because we are all united together as Christians in this body, the forgiveness or the lack of forgiveness that we show to one another has an effect on the entire body, which is the church. In the first reading today for the book of Sirach gave us, I think, a very serious examination of conscience. The author of the book of Sirach tells us to forgive our neighbor's injustice so that when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. He asks the question, could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another and seek pardon for his own sins? Sirach is telling us that our ability to forgive or lack thereof, directly influences our relationship with God. If I want God to forgive me, if I want God to be merciful to me, then I have to do the same to others. That is because there is a bond of communion. There is a bond, of course, with our Heavenly Father, so we seek forgiveness from Him. But then we, in turn, have to extend that out to seek forgiveness from others. Taking a look at the gospel reading today, it starts with St. Peter. And St. Peter is one of those wonderful characters from the scriptures because he's such a character. He tries really, really hard, but he fails most of the time. And I think that as human beings, we can relate to St. Peter. St. Peter comes up to Jesus. He says, "How many times do I have to forgive my brother?" There's a little bit of history to that question. The rabbis of the day would answer that question by saying three times, that you were obliged to forgive your brother three times for the same fault or failing. So Peter comes up and asks this question to Jesus. He says, "Do I have to forgive seven times?" So Peter must have thought, "Oh, here we go. I'm doubling the number. I'm doing great, right?" And then Jesus turns around and says, "No, 77 times. And that wasn't literally 77 times. It's a teaching device to mean an infinite number. Seven was the perfect number, so two sevens would be a symbol of infinite forgiveness. So Jesus turns this example that Peter gives into this story about the master and the servant. The master forgives the servant an enormous debt. It's more money than any person would have made in their entire lifetime at the time of Jesus. And he's forgiven because he asked for it to be forgiven. But then in turn, that servant is unwilling to extend the same kindness to his brother who owes a much smaller amount. Of course, we are meant to see in this story our relationship with God. God forgives our debt. We ask him to do it every time we say the Our Father. God forgives us all of our debts in the sacrament of reconciliation. When we come honestly seeking forgiveness, God forgives our debts an infinite number of times, no matter how big they are. He never tires of extending forgiveness, like the master in the servant in the story. And we, in turn, are to see ourselves as the servants, the ones who come in and fall on our knees and realize that we have to ask forgiveness from God, that's a relationship that we are in with him. We need his forgiveness. And then as God forgives us, we're meant to show that same kindness to others. As members of the body of Christ, as members of the communion of the church, we're not concerned just with ourselves, with our own salvation. Of course, we should be concerned about that. But we also have to be concerned about our brothers and sisters. We are not, as I said, islands. Imagine what a conduit of mercy that servant could have been if he had shown that same kindness to those who were indebted to him. We are meant to build up the body of Christ by our own striving for holiness, yes, but also by our conversation, our relationship, our actions towards our brothers and sisters in the family of faith, in the family that is the church, but then also in our human families. That because we have received forgiveness from God, we are willing then to extend that same kindness and mercy to those who come to us. This is really precisely why we've been reflecting over the last two Sundays on our 3, 2, 1, go forth theme. The theme that we've had this fall. We're taking the lead from our dismissal that we hear at Mass to go out, to share the good news. We asked you to think of three people whose lives would benefit from an encounter with Jesus, and then to be praying for them. Hopefully, you've had an opportunity then to share your faith with someone else, to share your faith journey with them, how your relationship with Jesus has impacted your life, how being a member of the body of Christ, the church, has impacted your life. Just like the servant in the story who could have been gracious and impacted many people's lives, imagine how much better these folks' lives would be if they had the life and the light of Jesus within them. And so now we come to the one. We come to the one ask, or rather, invitation. In this weekend's bulletin, there's an insert that you could use to share with the people that you have been praying for, the one person that you might be willing to ask to join you at this year's Symbolon. I'd like to challenge you to bring at least one person or yourself on September 25th to learn about your faith, to learn about being a member of the body of Christ. If you're here today at church and you've perhaps not Catholic yourself, or you've thought about it for a time or maybe for many years, this is your opportunity. Your opportunity to come and learn about what the Catholic faith is, what it means to be a believer in Jesus Christ, in the community of the Catholic faith. That one ask, that one invitation that we would like to encourage you to make. My friends, the old expression goes that no man is an island. Well, no Christian is an island either. We are all part of the family of faith. We are all part of the body of Christ. And we are also part of a parish family. And the parish family is a smaller community within the larger body of Christ. And in our parish family, our St. Mark family, we want to, and we want everyone, to know Jesus and make him known. And to do that, we will have to go forth.